This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then, remember, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday begins. It officially begins. I've declared it, Chris. As soon as this show's over, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions in now. We spend the whole Friday show having even more fun than usual answering all your questions. They don't have to be political. They can be historical, relationships, food, travel. It could be stupid. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Yes, I have a list here of things that lasted longer than CNN Plus, and obviously we're going to get to that, but we should probably address something important. Remember, these people, they see themselves as being above us. And historically, have you ever seen a king give up power easily? Do they tend to do that? Do you remember when I said this on the 19th?
Why would they be disappointed you're not being forced to wear a mask anymore? Because these people see themselves as kings and queens, and they do believe it is important you see them as kings and queens. And the king, well, he likes to let his subjects know who's in charge. That's how they view you. Yes, cry your tears of joy. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Clap. Call a relative. Mom, I'm flying to meet you. I can finally take this mask off my face. Do all those things. Be happy. But do not forget who still rules you.
So we have an election coming up. And we've talked about this a lot. And we can feel good about it. You can feel good about it. I can feel good about it. We're going to win. How big? I don't know. It looks like it's going to be huge. It looks like there's a chance it's going to be as big as any landslide we've ever seen for either side. It looks like it might be that big, top to bottom, remember? And we've also been discussing this. We're dealing with people who believe they should rule. People who believe they should rule don't just humbly give back power. They don't just shrug their shoulders when they're about to get usurped and say, huh, oh, well. It is what it is. I guess I'll go play golf. No, they find ways to hold on to power. Barack Obama went to Stanford today. He gave a speech. And full disclosure, and I know this is not going to be a surprise to you, I despise Barack Obama more than any politician ever. I believe he did more to usher in everything we're seeing now than any politician possibly could have. The ultimate wolf in sheep's clothing. He packed our federal government, FBI, military, everything. He packed it full of radicals like him, and now we're suffering for it badly. So I despise this man, and I'll have to try to bury that bias down deep. But he did say something today I thought was very, very, very revealing. What's their plan? 2022 is coming. You got no solutions? They've already gone out there and admitted they have no intention of drilling for more oil. Gas prices are high. What is the plan? Well, listen very closely to Barack Obama.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
They've tested?
Around one in five Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated.
Huh.
People are dying because of misinformation.
People are dying because of misinformation. Now, I know you want me to go off about the vaccine thing, and look, we can talk about that for a minute. I'm sorry, did you say we tested it on billions of people? I would have swore he said tested it. Chris, would you play the beginning of that again? That's not my point. We're going somewhere else with this. But did he not say tested it?
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide,
he even got a little snicker out of it. We basically tested it on billions of people. Isn't that funny? Oh, look, another 10-year-old died of a heart attack. Ha ha ha. Setting that aside, people will die because of what? Did you hear what he said at the end? Misinformation. This is on the heels of Hillary Clinton coming out and calling for some kind of digital bill of rights. I think and I hope I'm wrong, I think we're about to see an online push for censorship like we have never seen before. Remember how shameless these people are. They took the Hunter Biden laptop story and they banned you from privately sending it to somebody on Facebook. That's how adamant they were. You don't find out about it. They went and grabbed 50 former intelligence agents and called it Russian disinformation. These people are shameless. I do believe we are on the verge of a major censorship push from the left. And I believe it will happen before the midterms in 2022. Why? Why did they work so hard to stop Elon Musk from buying Twitter? It's just a social media site. You're probably not even on it. Statistics say you're not even on it. What's the big deal? Why can't a billionaire buy Twitter? What's the big deal? What if somebody was to come in and they actually allowed you to say anything in the public square? Think how dangerous that would be for the communist, who's done everything in his power to get you to shut up about teachers who talk like this.
Here's a developmentally appropriate way to talk to toddlers about bodies and gender. You know the body parts that your diaper or your panty.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Why are they so upset? They're so upset because you've had the ability to expose them and speak free. And now they're facing a midterm election. They're not backing off. They're not slowing down. I mean, you understand. They do poll numbers too. I mean, look, these guys, they believe in polls. Stop, Chris. They believe in polls. That's all they do. They study polls all day long. They know this whole LGBTQ push in school. They know it's a political loser. And yet they're still totally comfortable going on TV time after time after time after time and making them sound like unhinged psychopaths.
Don't parents have a right to have concern? I mean, we're talking specifically here about teaching about sex in kindergarten through third grade. I have to say, as a parent, I would have problems with that.
But the law is not about teaching sex education. It's about teaching about gender identity. And so what do you do if a parent or a kid, should I say, a kid in one of these elementary schools says, what about Sally? Sally has two moms. Or I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy. I mean, these are kids who are experiencing, these moments in their lives. I also think that there is not a big record of there being either sex education or extensive gender identity education in these schools. And this is creating a problem or a political cudgel about an issue that I don't think exists.
Does that sound like a human being who is prepared to retreat on an issue that's a loser for them? No, they can't. They can't make themselves moderate. They can't make themselves back off. Instead, they're going to find a way to shut you up. That's a fact. Even though you were, there's more on the stories when I realized that was old. Even though you were only in the Marines, I still want to thank you for your service. I also want to thank you for the service you are doing currently fighting the communists for control of our country and getting information out to the masses. On to my story. Actually, a two-part episode. I was looking for some swag from my old boat since I served under Reagan, and I knew that it's been a while since I've been out. But I wasn't prepared for when I found out that my boat not only was no longer in service, but had been decommissioned for almost 20 years. That was the first part. The second part was about a month later when I had to renew my carry permit. I had to change my hair color from brown to white on my ID. That's when I knew I was old. Keep up the good work, brother. I enjoy your show so much. I've introduced at least 20 people to it. Everyone loves it. I'm just an old Cold War anti-communist submariner, that hopes I'm not going to be too old when we have to start putting communists where they belong. God bless, brother. And he didn't say I can say his name, so I will not. Jesse, I think since a lot of young people listen to your show, you should start talking about how being productive improves your mental state and helps you feel accomplished and fulfilled. Laziness and entitlement is directly correlated with the downfall of our society. He says his name is Josh. I tell you what, Let's talk about that. Yeah, we are going to talk about that for a second. I don't know that this is unique to young people. I think this is something that frankly affects everybody in our society now. Let's address it in a second. First, how do you shoot? How's your shooting? You realize Saturday is coming. The weekend is almost here. Do you have your Mantis X system yet? 10 minutes over the weekend is all I'm asking for. 10 minutes. Get a Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon. You practice in the comfort of your home. You don't have to fire a shot. You don't have to spend a nickel on a gallon of gas. This is what the Marines use. This is what the Army uses. This is what the Special Forces guys use. You will get better. It's more than target practice. They will improve your shooting. Not asking for a lot. 10 minutes to make sure you're ready. Go to MantisX.com and sign up today. MantisX.com. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you missed any part of it, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We're going to get back to this email about working hard and whatnot here in a second. We do have to get to this courtesy of Newsbusters. Things that lasted longer than CNN Plus. New Coke. Chris, do you remember New Coke? Oh, wait a minute. This is in 1985. You actually were not even a thought yet. You were not even a thought yet. All right. Now, there's a conspiracy theory around New Coke. And the fact that I'm even bringing this up means we're going to get flooded with emails tomorrow telling me it's real. And maybe it is real. I mean, maybe I don't know. The conspiracy theory around New Coke, I'm sure you don't remember it. No one does. It was around 15 minutes. Was that they were trying to change one of the major ingredients. And so they introduced something guaranteed to fail so they could bring Coke back with the new ingredient. How about whatever that? Carrots in the fridge lasted longer than CNN Plus. I did not know that. The sitcom Joey. Now, I'm not a big sitcom guy, but I do remember seeing a hilarious little scene in it. I think the wife was watching it or something like that. He was out for Valentine's Day. He was a single guy, and he was telling his buddy how to hit on girls at Valentine's Day. And he said, you go out alone for Valentine's Day and you wait until you see a table full of only women and you know they'll be depressed because they don't have a date for Valentine's Day and you descend on them. And he called it the Valentine's Day Massacre. Quit. Tom Brady's retirement. The O.J. Simpson trial. The marriage of Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock. I almost forgot Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. I can't believe that didn't work out. Those two crazy kids. All right. That's enough of that. Let's get back to this. He says, Jesse, I think since a lot of young people listen to your show, you should start talking more about being productive, improves your mental state, helps you feel accomplished and fulfilled. Laziness and entitlement is directly correlated with the downfall of our society. I have no idea where this is coming from, but I will tell you this. It is an odd thing about the human mind and the human body. We're all susceptible to this. I wouldn't say this is just for young people. Success begets success. Failure begets failure. Activity begets activity, and laziness begets laziness. If I have a day, and I have these days, maybe it's been a long week or something like that, and I wake up on Saturday and I think, I'm not doing anything. I'm not working out. I'm not even going to make breakfast. You know what? I'll go pick up a couple breakfast tacos. I'm not doing anything. Almost undoubtedly, I won't do anything the rest of the day. But if I have a day where I get up and work out or do something like that, you just keep it moving, baby. And I have no idea why that came up. I just felt the need to say that. Did you hear Nicole Wallace of MSNBC? She's very, very concerned about these dehumanizing labels.
And I think we recently had a conversation about Mitch McConnell. Why does he do what he does? Because it works. It's the political reality. And I worry that in covering Glenn Youngkin and his politics of parental choice, all the focus was on how well it worked. And even in our conversations about DeSantis, it's about how well they're serving him. The truth is, dehumanization as a tactic for politics is from war. Dehumanization is a tactic. It's being used right now. The Russians get their soldiers to rape children by dehumanizing them. Dehumanization as a practice is a tactic of war. It's being deployed in our politics, and people like you and I sometimes lose the plot and admire its effectiveness. It's not its substance, but even the analysis of these tactics loses sight of what this speech brings us back to, which is that dehumanization has a cost right now. Right now, as it's being deployed, there are children, and Chasen Buttigieg made this point when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was introduced. Kids will die. How do we bring it back to the substance of the harm that is done by any strategy in war and politics of dehumanizing people?
Nicole Wallace is very concerned about dehumanization, and I sympathize with her. And I would like to introduce Nicole Wallace to, let's see what this lady's name is here. Nicole Wallace.
You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating Latinos.
But he's now given safe harbor to Nazis, to white supremacists.
That is part of the slow motion insurrection. He is an insurrectionist.
They cheered at Hitler, too. I mean, nationalism isn't divorced from the capacity to cheer a crowd. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it American. And it doesn't mean that Donald Trump isn't totally ignorant of the history of the word nationalism.
Well, let me see if I got all the buzzwords in there. Insurrectionist, Hitler, of course, he always makes an appearance. White supremacy, Nazism. Nicole, what happened there? You see, we've talked about this before. We're going to talk about it again endlessly on the show. I really genuinely believe this. They didn't think Donald Trump was going to win the presidency. And when he did, because he won it unexpectedly, they thought they were going to go right from Obama to Hillary and everything's just going to keep on rolling. He not only won it unexpectedly, he was what I call a system disruptor. He came in and did things that were different than the ways the Bushes and Obamas and all the rest of them. He did things that were different. He talked differently about foreign policy and trade and different things. And there are a lot of people who have been enjoying the fruits of those scams for a long time. And then comes this guy who blows it all up. They decided Donald Trump was a unique threat that had to be stopped at any cost. At any cost. You ever hear the term broken arrow? You ever hear the term broken arrow? It's a military term. Maybe you've seen the Mel Gibson movie, great movie, We Were Soldiers. And there, it's a true story. It's about a battalion in Vietnam. They go in and they're hunting for some Vietnamese soldiers, and they don't know because the intelligence wasn't good. The intelligence just wasn't there. They don't realize they've landed essentially at the base camp of a gigantic number of North Vietnamese soldiers, and they didn't drive in, along the main highways. They were heloed in. So you can't just go, you know what? I don't like it here. I don't think it's safe. I think we're going to leave. No, they were heloed in, and so they're at this base camp of this thing, and they're stuck there. And then at some point in time, they're getting absolutely overrun because they're outnumbered badly. And you'll see it in the movie, and it obviously happened. At one point in time, he gets on the radio when it's bad, and he says, broken arrow. Now, what does broken arrow mean? Broken arrow means all the planes, even close to that area, they cease whatever mission they're on and they fly immediately to that area to go help them fight. They say the situation, when you say broken arrow, that means the situation is so desperate that I need everything you have and I need it now. Sounds cool, right? And it is cool and it saved their lives and it's cool. However, whenever you push all the chips to the table, there's a cost. Hang on, we'll talk about that.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The whole show, we answer your questions. Email them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We were just talking about how they're upset. The media is very, very, very upset with this dehumanizing language that's being used for these teachers who just want to pervert your kids. Why are we being so dehumanizing?
And I think we recently had a conversation about Mitch McConnell. Why does he do what he does? Because it works. It's the political reality. And I worry that in covering Glenn Youngkin and his politics of parental choice, all the focus was on how well it worked. And even in our conversations about DeSantis, it's about how well they're serving him. The truth is, dehumanization as a tactic for politics is from war.
She's very concerned about dehumanization. Back to what we were talking about, though. They decided to push all the chips to the center of the table in order to get rid of Donald Trump. They called Broken Arrow. Bring in all the assets. Let's get rid of Donald at any cost. We have to look. There's a virus. We got to get rid of. Okay, that's fine. Okay, good, good. But you have to understand there's a cost to putting all your chips in the center of the table. Sometimes there's a big cost. There's even a cost to calling a Broken Arrow, which we just talked about before this. Yeah, you're saving that unit, or hopefully saving the unit as you bring in all the air assets from everywhere else. But all those air assets, they might have been providing vital support to other places or on vital missions that now will never get completed because you called Broken Arrow. When you choose to go all in and you commit yourself at any cost, well, maybe your bluff's going to get called. At any cost can get very, very expensive. I have never in my lifetime seen this much aggression from the right. And don't get me wrong, it's good, and we need a lot more of it. It's like I said on my show on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Remember when I said this on the 20th? These people continue to do things like this because they've never had to feel the consequences of their actions. If you're somebody, I don't care if you call yourself a reporter, if you're somebody who feels comfortable exposing the private information of an anonymous citizen and knocking on their relatives' doors, the same should be done to you. Why? Not out of revenge. Because consequences, they must exist. And if consequences exist, then the consequences will adjust behavior. They only understand what they've been taught. And because the right has been so soft for so long in this country, they have never been taught there are consequences for bad behavior. Because in the minds of these people, you are the bad guy. You are evil, and because you are evil, because you're evil enough to expose the communist for what he wants and what he believes, because you're evil enough to expose the fact that this person teaches children.
Here is Madison Cawthorn's definition of a woman.
Because you're evil enough to expose that, they are completely justified and right in destroying you. You must accept you are dealing with communists. You must accept the same mentality that had Pol Pot kill 25% of his country, a quarter, and then was asked about himself and his life and his legacy and said, hey, I'm a peaceful guy. I'm not violent. I don't have any regrets. That same mentality exists in America's communists today. They believe they are right. They believe all the way in their communist god. They believe anyone who opposes their communist god is an enemy worthy of complete destruction. And while they're in the middle of said destruction, they will believe to their dying breath they are the good guys and those who oppose them are wrong. And there is only one way to dissuade a religious zealot like that. Pain. Fear. Either the religious zealot will fear the consequences of their actions, or the religious zealot will never, ever, ever stop. They will never be sated. They will never back off. They will never back down. They will not be cowed by your accusations of hypocrisy or liar. No, it's not hypocrisy to them. They believe they are the priests. They are the priest class of their religion. They want people to sit in the pews and do as they're told. And they have the worst possible punishments reserved for the people who don't. You're the heretic. They'll destroy you. Unless we destroy them first. The right is adopting that mindset slowly but surely. And it's shocking the left. No, it's happening too slowly, don't get me wrong, but it's shocking the left. It's too much that they don't even know what to do. Wait a minute, they're using their state power to go after us? How could you use state power to go after a private business? Oh, really? Ask the coal companies how they're doing today. Ask the oil companies. You know what? Go knock on the door of Chick-fil-A. Ask them if they feel like the government has ever declared war on them. Ask a wedding cake baker in Colorado. Their state government took them clear to the Supreme Court. We don't want to live like this. This isn't our war. We didn't decide we were in an all-out total war to help preserve America. You decided you were in an all-out total war to destroy America. Now, that's what we're in. We have to use whatever power at our disposal to keep these people away. And they're shocked that we're willing to do that now. Well, look in the mirror, losers. 4 years of Nazi white supremacy, nationalism. 4 years of this crap.
You have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan in the United States of America, somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
This distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage, the same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans and Jewish people and on our Capitol.
It is a party that it's what we read in the history books about Hitler.
There is no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s.
And I feel very strongly that he is Mussolini, Putin is Hitler.
And I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist insurrection.
It goes on and on. 4 years of that. And now you're shocked at the dehumanizing language of the right? Welcome to the Thunderdome, baby. You're the one who entered. Now let's find out who leaves. All right, we got headlines I didn't get to here in just a second. Before we do that, let's have a little chat. We talk about putting our money where our morals are all the time. You do, I do. That's just, where do we spend our money? Where do we not spend our money? What's with this crappy corporation? You know, Disney's in the news. I'm not going to Disney. That's good, right? Where are you sending your cell phone money every month? I know you have a cell phone. Maybe your whole family does. Where's that money going? Pure Talk doesn't hate you. They don't hate your values. Not only will they save you a fortune, Not only are they on the same 5G network as one of the big guys, they actually believe what you believe. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. They're so adamantly patriotic. Their customer service right here in America. And you can get 50% off your first month on top of all the other savings if you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes less than 10 minutes. Keep your phone if you want. Keep your number or get new ones. They have great discounts. Less than 10 minutes to put your money where your morals are. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show, and I just like before we get to headlines I didn't get to, I still can't believe that this is actually Brian Stelter's real voice.
But we're leading today's show with the rarely seen human toll.
That guy's married. All right, he is, Chris. Yeah, let's get to a couple emails first. This one says, when I realized I was old 2 months ago, when I realized I liked the Jesse Kelly Show and talk radio, now I go to work and gripe about politics. Says, if you read this, you can say my name. His name is Marty. Dear Dr. Jesse, what do you think the statistics will be of young children and teenagers that have transitioned or mutilated their bodies that will regret it in the next 20 years? These people will never enjoy a normal childhood, a regular life, or even be able to have kids one day. What communists are shoving down children's throats disgusts me. Says I can say his name. His name is Colby. I'll tell you, I wanted to read this because I think about this a lot. And I think about the fact that not only is this being pushed on children from teachers, not only are these treatments, mutilations more like, being done by doctors, but lots of times when the kid is doing this kind of stuff, it comes from their own parents. How often have you seen that? How sick is that? I mean, the parent. I mean, I don't know about you, if you have kids or if you will one day, or maybe you are one, but I promise if you have kids one day, you're going to have this feeling that I have of, I'm terrified that my kids are going to turn out as bad as me. Like, I want my kids to be better. I want them to be good men. I don't have any desire to purposely push insanity on them in order to validate some kind of horrible thing about my existence. They better be better than we ever were, or better than I ever was. I think about it a lot. These poor kids, how resentful are they going to be, not just at mom and dad, at life, when they're 25, 30, 35 years old, on who knows how many pieces of medication, anxiety, depression, suicides, the numbers are through the roof. How resentful are they going to be? Talk about nationalized child abuse. That's what it is. It is nationalized child abuse, and it's sick. And actually, all this talk about Disney and the things they're doing and whatnot reminds me, we have to be purposeful with our money. I do, you do. We have to be purposeful with our money. Part of being purposeful with our money is not just not spending money here. I'm not going to Disney. Part of being purposeful with our money is making sure we seek out companies who share our values, because there aren't many of them anymore, and we give them our business. I don't know if you're in the market for new sheets. If you are, the best sheets out there are Giza Dream Sheets and MyPillow. They love your values. In fact, they have cost themselves millions in business pushing for the values you care about. That means something to me. If they weren't the best sheets out there, I'd still be speaking for MyPillow. But you happen to get the best sheets out there. And they're 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you Giza Dream Sheets 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call, maybe you're on the road, 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden administration unleashes total transformation of government with equity action plans. This is why they are winning and we are losing. You can be mad about this or scared about it, and whatever you feel, that's fine. But understand, this is effective. The communist has understood that, sure, you may lose an election here or there. The public may find out you're a bunch of pedophiles and vote you out of office. But if you have filled up the three-letter agencies with all of your people and filled up the military with all of your general officers, your plan, your agenda is still going to go through. Democrat gains are oftentimes permanent gains because the administrative state is on board with them. Republican gains, oftentimes temporary. Why? I mean, what if we lose an election? What if there's cheating in an election? We're one election loss away from ours going away. Why? Because we look at the administrative state and we either ignore it, or we'll say things like the good men and women of the FBI. Yeah, the FBI has been fully weaponized against the right at this point in time. And we still hear words like good men and women of the FBI. We either aggressively take on the administrative state to make sure these gains are temporary, or honestly, 2022 doesn't matter. Neither does 2024. Prosecutor drops out of Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot case. Oh, speaking of FBI, they planned and funded a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan and then put the people they caught up in their plan on trial. All of them so far have gotten off without anything because, again, it was all on the FBI. Rudy Giuliani revealed on the Masked Singer TV show. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, apparently there's a TV show called The Masked Singer. I don't know. Rudy comes popping out of a cake or something. Someone sent me a little video of it. And one of the hosts, of course, goes storming off because he can't be associated with Rudy Giuliani. What a gross time we live in. What a weird, gross time we live in. The price of a home sold in March set a record as inventory dwindled and sales fell. Well, okay. We're setting records for home prices. At the same time, inflation is going through the roof. At the same time, interest rates are going up. I guess they're growing up too. That's not good. GOP governors form border security strike force. In the future, get your butt to a red state, because the state power of GOP-led states, of red states, it's the only protection you have. It's the only chance you have at any state protection. Mao bust is removed from Washburn University following a news report. Probably a good time to remind you that America's university system has been fully weaponized by the communists. First, the Soviets got in there. Now the Chinese openly have things called Confucius Institutes. We've had Chinese spy after Chinese spy after Chinese spy caught acting as professors in these universities. Your child is learning communism at the university level. Tomorrow's going to be lighter. Tomorrow's going to be lighter than this because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in. Don't wait till tomorrow either. Get your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, they don't have to be political. Can be about anything you want. If you missed any part of the show, especially that Terry Shepard interview where he talked about recovering the remains of one of our World War II warriors, go download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, all right? All right, now remember, tomorrow, I can't promise you much, but I'll promise you fun. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.